everyone. Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and if you geek out over silicon, semiconductors, and the hardware that's actually making AI happen, you're in exactly the right place. Big thanks to our sponsors today. Limitless AI, helping businesses actually integrate AI into their workflows in a way that makes sense. And Ago Consulting, your go-to for silicon development consulting. Today, we've got a wild story about a $200 data center GPU getting a DIY makeover, some serious geopolitical moves around chip exports, Akamai going all in on Blackwell, and buckle up, over $1 trillion just evaporated from semiconductor stocks. Let's get into it. All right, kicking things off with a story that honestly made me stop scrolling and just stare at my screen for a second. Someone took an NVIDIA Tesla V100 SMX, that's a server-grade data center GPU, the kind that normally slots into a specialized rack chassis, and they hacked it into a standard PCIe card. We're talking a custom PCB, 3D printed cooling, the whole nine yards, and the kicker? They picked up the GPU for around $200. Now, let me back up and give some context here, because the V100 is not a new chip. NVIDIA released it back in 2017, and at launch these things were going for thousands of dollars. We're talking server configurations that could run you $10,000 or more. They were the absolute top of the line for AI training and inference at the time. Fast forward to today, and the used market is flooded with them because data centers have been upgrading to A100s, H100s, and now Blackwell hardware. So here's the thing about the SMX form factor. SMX is a connector standard designed specifically for NVIDIA's server systems, like the DGX boxes. It's not a PCIe card. It doesn't just slot into your desktop PC or a standard server motherboard. The SMX connector handles power, data, and even the NVLink connections differently than a standard PCIe slot would. So normally, if you wanted to use one of these, you'd need the proprietary ecosystem around it. This modder essentially built a translation layer, a custom PCB that takes the SMX interface and makes it talk to a standard PCIe slot. Think of it like building an adapter that lets you plug a European outlet appliance into a North American wall socket, except infinitely more complicated and involving power delivery at the level of a small space heater. And then there's the cooling situation. The V100 SMX version is designed to be cooled by the server chassis it lives in, these massive rack systems with serious airflow. Sitting on a custom PCB out in the open, you need to improvise. So they 3D printed a cooling shroud. And apparently, it works well enough to run large language model inference tasks. Here's what's really interesting from a performance standpoint. The V100 packs 16 gigabytes of HBM2 memory with 900 gigabytes per second of memory bandwidth. That memory bandwidth number is crucial for AI inference. It's often the actual bottleneck, not raw compute. And at $200, the performance per dollar ratio for running LLMs is genuinely competitive with, and in some cases better than, modern mid-range consumer GPUs that cost two or three times as much. This matters for a few reasons. First, it's a testament to the incredible engineering community out there, the folks who look at hardware constraints as puzzles to solve rather than walls to stop at. Second, it highlights something really important. A lot of the AI revolution is being powered by yesterday's hardware running today's software in creative configurations. Not everyone needs an H100 cluster. Sometimes $200 and a 3D printer gets you surprisingly far. The implications here are actually pretty significant for the accessibility of AI. If you're a researcher, a hobbyist, or a small company that wants to run local inference without spending a fortune, stories like this are genuinely exciting. The software ecosystem, things like Llama 10 CPP and similar inference frameworks, has gotten so good at squeezing performance out of older hardware that the barrier to entry keeps dropping. Love to see it. Okay, story two. And this one has some serious geopolitical weight to it. Bloomberg is reporting that the U.S. government is considering requiring export permits for NVIDIA and AMD AI chip sales globally, not just to restricted countries, globally.
This is a significant potential policy shift, and the implications could be massive. So let me give you the background here. The U.S. has been tightening the screws on AI chip exports for a while now. We've seen the export control rules evolve, restrictions on selling high-end AI accelerators to China, entity lists, performance thresholds. The regulatory environment has been getting more complex with each iteration. But what Bloomberg is describing here would be a fundamentally different approach. Right now, companies like NVIDIA can sell their chips to most countries without needing special government approval. They just can't sell to specifically restricted destinations. What a permit requirement would mean is essentially flipping that model on its head. Instead of a block list, you can't sell here, you'd move towards something more like a whitelist or an approval process. You need permission to sell anywhere. Think about what that means operationally for a company like NVIDIA. They're shipping GPUs to data centers in Europe, Japan, Southeast Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, all over the world. If every significant sale requires a government permit, you're adding bureaucratic overhead, potential delays, and uncertainty into what is currently a pretty fluid global supply chain. From a national security perspective, the logic being floated is about tracking where these chips end up. There's been documented cases of high-end NVIDIA GPUs showing up in restricted countries through third-party channels, essentially laundering the origin of the chips through intermediary countries. A permit system could theoretically give the government better visibility into the end users of these chips. But here's the tension, and it's a real one. The U.S. semiconductor industry's global competitiveness depends heavily on being able to sell freely to the world. If you make it harder to buy American chips, you push customers toward alternatives. And while NVIDIA and AMD are dominant today, there are chip development programs in China, Europe, and elsewhere that would love nothing more than U.S. policy to give them a competitive opening. There's also the question of how allies react. If a company in Germany or South Korea or Taiwan wants to buy Blackwell GPUs for legitimate commercial AI work, and now they have to go through a U.S. government permit process, that's a friction point in the relationship. These are close allies, and treating their chip purchases like potential security risks is diplomatically thorny. The semiconductor industry is watching this very closely. NVIDIA's stock, AMD's stock, these are global companies, and anything that constrains their addressable market is going to get priced in quickly by investors. We'll see if this actually moves forward as policy, but even the consideration of it being floated is significant. More on the market implications in a bit, actually, because the market definitely had some thoughts this week. Story 3. Let's talk about Akamai and Blackwell. Data Center Knowledge is reporting that Akamai has deployed thousands. Their word, thousands of NVIDIA Blackwell GPUs to boost their AI inference capabilities. Now, Akamai isn't a name that comes up a lot in the AI hardware conversation, and I think that's worth unpacking. Because this is actually a really interesting story about where AI compute is heading. Most people know Akamai as a content delivery network, a CDN. They're the company that makes sure when you click on a video or load a web page, the content comes to you from a server that's geographically close to you, rather than routing all the way across the planet. They've got this massive distributed network of infrastructure essentially everywhere. Now think about what that infrastructure looks like from an AI inference perspective. Inference running a trained model to get answers is increasingly a latency-sensitive workload. If you're building a product where users are interacting with an AI in real time, the speed of the response matters a lot. And one of the biggest contributors to latency is the physical distance between your user and the compute doing the work. Akamai's distributed network is essentially purpose-built for solving that problem, just historically for content, not compute. By deploying Blackwell GPUs across their infrastructure, they're positioning themselves to offer what you might call edge inference, AI compute that's close to where the users actually are, not concentrated in a few hyperscale data centers. The Blackwell architecture is particularly interesting for inference workloads. NVIDIA designed Blackwell with inference efficiency as a first-class priority, improvements in FP4 and FP8 precision support, better memory bandwidth utilization, and the ability to do transformer engine operations more efficiently than the previous Hopper generation. For inference specifically, you're often not doing the heavy 32-bit or 16-bit floating-point math that training requires. You can get away with lower precision, and Blackwell is really optimized for that. Deploying thousands of these chips is not a small investment. Blackwell GPUs, we're talking about things like the B200, are not cheap. Even at whatever volume pricing Akamai is getting, we're talking about an enormous capital expenditure. The fact that a company whose core business is content delivery is making that kind of bet on AI inference infrastructure tells you something about where enterprise AI deployment is heading. The implication here is that the AI inference market is going to look increasingly distributed. Right now, most AI inference runs in big centralized clouds, your AWS, Azure, Google Cloud. But as AI gets embedded into more real-time applications, the demand for low-latency, geographically distributed inference is going to grow. Akamai is making a calculated bet that their existing network advantage translates into a competitive moat in that world. It's a smart play, honestly. Keep an eye on this one. Now, story 4 and 5, I'm going to take these together because they're really two sides of the same coin. We had a massive semiconductor stock sell-off. Intellectia AI is reporting that $1.3 trillion was wiped out in what they're calling an AI chip crash. And Yahoo Finance is asking the question that every investor is wrestling with right now: is the AI chip boom cracking, or is this a buying opportunity? Let's start with what actually happened. Semiconductor stocks, NVIDIA, AMD, ASML, TSMC, the whole supply chain had one of their worst single-day performances in years. When you add up the market cap losses across the sector, you get to that $1.3 trillion figure. That's a staggering number. For context, $1.3 trillion is roughly the GDP of a major economy, gone from semiconductor valuations in a single day. Now, what drives a move like that? There are usually a few ingredients. You can have a macroeconomic catalyst, interest rate news, inflation data, something that affects growth stocks broadly. You can have sector-specific news, an earnings miss, a guidance cut, a demand signal that disappoints. Or you can have a narrative shift, investors collectively starting to question whether the story that's been driving valuations is as solid as they thought. In this case, it seems like a combination of factors. The export control discussion we just talked about is clearly part of the picture. If you're an investor in NVIDIA and you hear that the US government might require permits for every global chip sale, that's a material risk to revenue projections. That news alone could justify significant repricing. But there's also a broader question that serious analysts have been asking for a while. Is the AI infrastructure build-out sustainable at the pace we've seen? The hyperscalers, your Microsofts, Amazons, Googles, have been spending at historic rates on AI infrastructure. Billions and billions of dollars per quarter on chips, servers, data center capacity. At some point, investors start asking, when does that translate into revenue? When do you see the return on that investment? And when there's any sign that CapEx might slow down, or that demand is plateauing, or that the chips shipping today might sit in inventory longer than expected, the market reacts hard because these stocks have been priced for an extremely optimistic scenario, and optimistically priced assets don't handle uncertainty well. Here's the hardware angle that I think is really important to understand. There's a concept called the capacity trough. It happens in semiconductor cycles pretty reliably. You have a boom where everyone orders as much capacity as they can get, suppliers ramp up, and then suddenly there's more supply than immediate demand and prices and valuations reset. We've seen it with memory chips, with consumer GPOs after the crypto boom. The question is whether we're seeing the beginning of something like that in the AI accelerator market. The counterargument, and it's a real one, is that AI is a fundamentally different demand driver than crypto or consumer gaming. The use cases are broader, the enterprise adoption is more structural, and the models keep getting bigger and more capable in ways that require more compute. The argument for this as a buying opportunity rests on the idea that the underlying demand is real and durable, even if valuations got ahead of themselves. Personally, I think the truth is somewhere in the middle, and that's usually where it is. The AI hardware market is real. The demand is real, and the companies at the center of it are genuinely important. But valuations had priced in a lot of perfection, and the combination of export control risk, geopolitical uncertainty, and questions about the pace of returns created a moment where the market said, let's reprice. Whether this is a blip or the beginning of a longer correction, I genuinely don't know. But the technology fundamentals haven't changed overnight. What I do know is that stories like the $200 V100 mod, Akamai deploying Blackwell at scale, and the ongoing push to make AI inference faster and more efficient, those don't go away because of a bad week in the stock market. The hardware innovation keeps moving. And that's ultimately why I find this space so endlessly fascinating. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. We covered a lot of ground, a brilliant DIY GPU hack, potential seismic shifts in US chip export policy, Akamai making a big bet on distributed Blackwell inference, and a $1 trillion sell-off that has the whole industry asking hard questions. The AI Hardware Show is brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. Go check them out if you need help integrating AI into your business or if you're doing serious silicon development work. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share this episode with someone who geeks out over hardware, and you'll find links and more details in the show notes. I'm Skylar Monroe. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.